Jobs did have one supporter on the board. In 1999, he had recruited the Bronx-born retailing prince Millard Mickey Drexler, who, as CEO of Gap, had transformed a sleepy chain into an icon of American casual culture. He was one of the few people in the world who were as successful and savvy as Jobs on matters of design, image, and consumer yearnings. In addition, he had insisted on end-to-end control. Gap stores sold only Gap products, and Gap products were sold almost exclusively in Gap stores. I left the department store business because I couldn't stand not controlling my own product, from how it's manufactured to how it's sold, Drexler said. Steve is just that way, which is why I think he recruited me. Drexler gave Jobs a piece of advice. Secretly build a prototype of the store near the Apple campus, furnish it completely, and then hang out there until you feel comfortable with it. So Johnson and Jobs rented a vacant warehouse in Cupertino. Every Tuesday for 6 months, they convened an all-morning brainstorming session there, refining their retailing philosophy as they walked the space. It was the store equivalent of Ives Design Studio, a haven where Jobs, with his visual approach, could come up with innovations by touching and seeing the options as they evolved. I loved to wander over there on my own, just checking it out, Jobs recalled.